protesters in Arizona will still be able to legally gather and not worry about having their property seized if a riot were to break out, thanks to House Speaker J.D. Mesnard saying that SB 1142, which passed the Senate, won't be heard in the House. It had generated a great deal of controversy and negative headlines, and Speaker Mesnard is with me to talk about it. Speaker, why did you decide to essentially kill this bill?
So the Senate sent over the bill late last week. It became clear over the course of the weekend that there was a widespread belief, not only in the state, but even nationally, that the bill was going to be inhibiting First Amendment rights of assembly. And I know that wasn't the sponsor's intent. That's certainly not what we want to do here in Arizona. But when you have as many people believing that as there were, it just made sense to go ahead and table the bill and communicate to folks clearly that we're not interested in doing that.
How much, if any, part did public perception play in that?
That was really what was happening, not only at my office phone, but even my personal cell phone. I've tried to be very accessible, so my personal cell phone's on my personal website, and so I was fielding calls to a degree that I don't normally, even on other controversial issues, and it was just clear that folks believed, rightly or wrongly, that this was about restricting fundamental rights. And we can't have that be permeating out there. And so at the end of the day, it made sense to move on past the bill. I understand the motive behind the bill. I spoke with the sponsor. It just reached a crescendo where, you know, whether there's any merit at all, and there may very well be, we have to move past it. We have to send a clear signal to the people of the state that we think they should exercise their fundamental rights.
I presume you were spending a little bit of time, you were hearing about it, so you were not surprised by the backlash that was heard. Did it surprise you, though, that it surfaced to such a level?
It did. I mean, we deal with a lot of issues where there will be controversy, and you'll have folks calling in for or against or on both sides of a particular issue, and that's just the nature of the business. I would say I keep one eye on what the Senate is doing. I am focused more on what the House is doing, but as bills near completion in the Senate and are coming our way, I have to be aware of what they do. And I was starting to hear more and more about this bill and was starting to ask some questions and trying to determine the best way forward.
Let me know, conceptually, do you think a bill like this makes sense, even one that is not tied to RICO that may need more work? Do you think, based on what you're seeing across the country, this could be something that Arizona might need?
I think there is a growing frustration that protesting has transitioned from sort of a democratic exercise of fundamental rights to even a financial proposition. In other words, where folks will hire people to go protest. And then those protests will at times turn violent and become a riot. And we don't want to see that. And so that was really the motivation behind the bill, was to try to hold those who are hiring these folks that then become violent, hold them accountable for any, you know, destruction of property or that sort of thing.
Speaker Mesnard, let me briefly follow up on that assertion, though, that some protesters are being paid. That has offended a lot of activists who are saying, I'm not being paid. I'm going out there because I really care about this particular issue. So is this assertion coming from fact? Do you know this for a fact? Have you just heard it? Or is this something where certain people are trying to devalue protesters?
Well, what we've seen is advertisements for it. So whether it's on Craigslist or even on the websites of various political, social, you know, educating organizations, we have seen very clearly advertising, we'll pay X dollars an hour to go protest. I'm not going to indict the whole thing, but I do wonder if most people would look at that quite as legitimate as the everyday person who sees something they want to speak up against, shows up at a protest to make their voice heard.
J.D. Mesnard is Speaker of the Arizona House. Speaker, thank you.
Thank you for having me.